Peace and love, my people. Peace and love, my people. Today I want to talk about cosmic currency in a box. All right? And I just want to let you know, as we talk about this, I want to give you some digits since we're talking about the cosmic currency. But first, take a deep breath. And just know that everything connects to that flow of your breath as we talk about the cosmic currency. All right, my people? And I just want you to be able to know it. Okay? So, how did I do mine? Well, I wake up in the morning, and when I wake up in the morning, I make sure I get my cosmic currency flowing and going. How do I do that? I make sure when I get inside the shower, I make sure that I turn on that cold water. Okay, my people? I turn on the cold water, and then also while I'm there, I also make sure that I do my breathing, and then also I will also do my decreeing. My breathing and also my declaring and my decreeing. That's right. I do my affirmations. All right, my people? So as we're talking about that cosmic currency, I want you to hear something real quick from Bob Proctor, and we're going to keep talking about that awareness. We're going to talk about that consciousness. We're going to talk about that Christ in you-ness. All right, my people? Cosmic currency. Let's get it. Let's go.
Step by step through what I learned, and it took me 9 years to learn it. I could sit down with anyone and show them how to become a millionaire. If we were to photograph your body with Curlium photography, that's the way you would look. Your body would be a glistening, radiating, gleaming form. You're a mass of energy.
Okay, my people, so I'm going to stop right there, my people. You know, so many different words that are said, but I want you to get the main ideas, okay, my people? I want you to get the principles. So, it was a few things Bob Proctor said, and the first thing that I want to give you, and you should be making a mind map, because this is just what I'm doing today. I'm putting it in a box, okay? So, we're talking about the box, we're talking about the circle, and that is 360. I want you to put that down, 360. If not, write it with your opposing hand. Visually, or you could write it on a piece of paper. Write down 360. So even as you write down the 360 and you take the zero off, you know that with the 360, you know there's 36, right? And what's 6 times 6? Okay, so as we talk about the 36, which is around, and we talking about the 36, which is also a square, once again, the square is a circle, is one and the same, 360 degrees. You see there's 12 different days of the year, and you know how many days it is, okay? So we see this 12, 12, 12, 12, and we got 12 systems in the human body, and then we got another 12 of daughter cells and all that other stuff and the other cells and people. We are cell within a cell. So what am I saying? I'm saying that even when you do the math from the 360 to the 36 to the 12 to the 6, which is man was made in 6 days, so from up above to down below, it still come down to the cosmic currency flow. All right, my people? So think like a millionaire, okay? I want you to think like a millionaire. Have the millionaire mindset. Okay, my people, and this is connected to the cosmic currency. Let's hear a little bit more from Bob Proctor.
Energy in a high speed of vibration. You operate on a very high frequency. You're moving so fast you appear to be still. But I'm going to tell you, nothing about you is still. It's moving at a very, very high speed. Look here for a moment. Let all these lines represent levels of vibration. There's an infinite number. Every frequency is hooked up to the one above and the one below. There's no line of demarcation where one stops and the other starts. Now, if you understand this in depth, that means everything in this universe is connected. There is only one power. It manifests in many different forms. We think we're different. We don't appear to be different. We're not different at all. We're all exactly the same. We just do different things. We think different thoughts. We're involved in different ideas. But we are all connected. And I think when we really get that straight in our mind, a lot of the problems that we have go away. Let's suppose that X represents where you are. That represents you, where you are in your life right now. You have the ability to take a very honest look at your life and see how you got there. Everything that's happened is recorded in your mind. And you can look back and you can see how one thing led to another, which led to another, which led to another. You met this person, you met that person, you moved here, you lived there, you went to work here. And you'll see in your mind how you got to where you are, because you can look back at it. Now, when you go to look ahead, you say, that's where I want to go. This is the dream that comes into your mind, and you quickly get rid of it because you don't know how to get there.
Okay, my people, so I just want to stop there, right? And, you know, I just want to, as we're talking about the cosmic currency flow, okay, I'm over here drinking my coffee, you know, don't judge me. Okay, as we're talking about this cosmic currency flow, people, I want to tell you this. I want to tell you that color don't matter, okay? I just need to say that, my people. You know, when we're talking about the cosmic currency flow, like Bob Proctor said, everything is connected, my people. And, you know, a house divided can never stand. Okay, so my people, I want you to understand this, because, listen, we all connected to this. No matter when the different things come in our region, the religion come in our region, my people, listen, if we dealing with the cosmic currency flow, we want that dough to flow, and we want to be able to keep that freedom. We want to continue to have our love, that love in our life, and we want the equality. All right, freedom, justice, and equality. My people, we got to understand the divine principles, the universal principles that govern, not the government. The government, the universal government. So, as Bob Proctor was saying, he said one thing is this. Cause equals the effect. Okay, my people, cause equals the effect. So that means, my people, listen, you got to have the right thought. Okay, you got to have the right thought. Enjoy the journey. No matter what struggles you're going through, enjoy the journey. Okay, my people, because you know that you're going to overcome that struggle. Okay, my people, I just got to put that out there to you. Another thing that I want to talk about, okay, before I give you this last piece is this. When we are taught here on the West is that the past is considered, you know, in back of us. The future is considered in front of us, and the present, you already know, is in the center. And my people, I want you to know that when you go over to the East, it's actually the opposite. Okay, my people, it's the opposite. They actually believe that going forward is the past, and in back of you is the what? Yes, it's the future, and in the present, in the present time, you know, is, you know, where you at right now. In the center. So my people, I say that to say this. There are two different paradigms, right? We got to make sure, people, that we enjoy the journey in the present moment. Okay? We got to know it's very important to enjoy the journey. Okay? We got to know that 95% of our behavior is driven by the subconscious mind. Okay? So it's really important that we be able to renew our mind. If you've been looking at the TV and Bob Proctor talks about this, if you're looking at the tell eyes to your vision on the TV, people, cut that thing off, especially when you're going to sleep at night, because you don't want no things that's not connected to your goals going in your deeper mind. You know what I'm saying? So my people, as we continue to talk about this, I just want you to people to know who you are. You know, I do my research every now and then, every other day, I mean, because it's very important that if it's something important about you manifesting, okay, and you continuing to manifest the blessings in your life, we got to make sure that we continue to listen to life, all right, my people? And we know how important faith is. Keep on getting your faith muscles strong. So here go a few more tips before we go in flow, okay, about that cosmic currency, okay? And shout out to the family of the Science of the Living, who gave me some free goodies for you guys. So all you got to do is make sure you leave a message over here on the app, or you can hit me at MasterTYE29 or at the email, which will be in the description. MasterTYE811@gmail.com. And I'll make sure you get some free goodies, law of attraction style, okay? So cosmic currency, let's talk about this. Cosmic currency, what is this thing? I think we need some music. Hold on, y'all.
Yeah. The Messiah was confronting these people that was always trying to go against him and the way of life. And people talking about, he told the people that if they take the temple, if they destroy the temple, he'll raise it in 3 days. That's what it was, what it was dealing with. You know what I'm saying? And they was telling him, listen, it took about 42, I believe it was 46 years to build. You know what I'm saying? They was trying to figure out how he gonna build that thing in 3 days. You know what I'm saying? So as I thought about this, I was saying, wow, that's powerful. And I had to ask myself, how does this connect to what we're going through today? Then I started to figure it out. I started to figure it out. That basically, if the people's going to try to destroy our temple, you know what I'm saying? If people is going to try to destroy our temple, you know what I'm saying? We can raise up, you know what I'm saying, 3 days as well. You know what I'm saying? So as I start to think about this, I say, you know what? I'm going to just go with the flow. I'm going to let it roll. Let's go. Let's talk about this. So if we live in a system that's of destruction. You know what I'm saying? We got to know how to raise up. I'm talking about raising up from the lies. You know, we say the TV that tells lies to your vision. You know what I'm saying? We got to watch, which is also connects to mental programming, which also connects to the food and also the pharmaceutical industry and all that stuff. I can go on and on to the break of dawn. But the main thing is mind within you. It's an inside job. You got to resurrect. You got to change up your lifestyle. There's some things that you can do. And it's an inside job. That's where it starts at. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I meant when I say resurrect. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we just on the outside, but there's those inner things that we're not doing. You know what I'm saying? And these people thought that Jesus was talking about the physical building, but he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about you, the body, which is the temple of God. The temple, you know what I'm saying, of the Holy Spirit. So I thought that was pretty interesting that, you know, we live in a world and we got to realize, even as I do these exercises, the scripture tells us that exercise profit the body a little bit. Yes, you'll get some benefits from exercising and eating right. But those things that you need to do that's more important to keep your mind right, and you're going to be all right.
All right, my people, so I'm talking about the resurrection of the mind, my people. You know, we look in the scriptures and we're talking about the living and the life and the limitless love of Christ. And my people, we got to realize and we got to remember. Realization, my people. All right, say this with me real quick, my people. And you'll get what I'm saying. You'll get the meat of the message. Everybody says, I am Christ. Okay, my people, I am Christ. Okay, you know, and if you're a believer in Christ, this is where we got to be at. I put a message on the Facebook, my people, and I told the people, listen, if you believe in love, I'm talking about limitless love. If you love yourself, you know about the law of love. You love yourself. You know about the law of love. You know about the law that attracts to love. You know about the law of attraction, all right, and the law of attraction to love. Then, my people, we got to say those things that love said. We got to say those things that the Messiah said. So I challenge everybody listening to this, I need you to say, I am Christ. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not connected, get connected, my people. Why not? Because the main thing is what we're going through, the challenges that we're going through, my people. You know what I'm saying? With all these different things try to come against us. You know, you should not be in the hospital. Believers should be the healthiest people on the planet. And if anything coming against your mind or your money or your muscles or your business, you know what I'm saying, or your relationship, you know, we got to know who we are, my people. And this is what the enemy don't want us to know, who we are, you know what I'm saying. He even came against the Messiah in the scriptures, and he tempted him in all those different ways. If you get a chance, go look at the scripture where the Messiah was being tempted, okay, my people. So let's make sure we stay connected. Cosmic Currency, part one. Don't forget, if you need those free goodies, You know where to hit me up at. Look in the description. Peace and love.